I guess we still marvel at her feats. I guess we should be used to it, really. She's one of our all-time greats, I'm glad to say. After even more success at the World Championships, she joins us on the line. Hello, Anna Mears.
Good morning.
Fantastic stuff. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
11th gold medal at the world titles and, you know, Paris, not a bad place to be.
Yeah, funnily enough, I didn't get to see too much of Paris, although I did get to see the Eiffel Tower on the last night, which was nice. But one of the most beautiful venues and facilities that I've ever competed in was the brand new track in Paris. So it was really nice to be able to come away with a complete set of medals and my 11th world title.
How do you rate this? You know, you're a three-time Olympian, a two-time Olympic champion. How do you rate the world titles? Because we absolutely smashed them over there and the Pommies were terribly disappointing at your arch rivals.
They were. And the Australian team had a really fantastic meet. We ended up with four world champions, the women's team pursuit, and Ned Edmondson in the Omnium, Beck Wyzak in the individual pursuit, and myself in the Kieran. We picked up silver medals and bronze medals right through all the men's and women's events as well. So we were really consistent, which I think is great for, you know, where we want to poise ourselves for the Rio Olympic Games. The Poms, they didn't go that well, but that seems to be their trend. They don't seem to target the world championships too much. They always come up for the Olympic Games.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not overly, you know, cocky on that one, I guess you can say, because they will come back. But the French were very strong as well. They actually topped the medal tally with 5 gold and Australia was 2nd with 4.
Anna, I know every time we talk to you, it's after a great feat and sort of you're 31 now. How do you keep it going? What motivates you still?
Yeah.
Motivation is internally driven for me. Like I have goals that I want to achieve. I'm still really loving the daily training environment that's created at the High Performance Program here in Adelaide with Cycling Australia. I like going to work every day, even though physically and mentally it can be quite painful and tiring. But I like the group of people that I work with. I am really engaged with them. And, that's the hardest part. Racing is the fun part. You know, you get 5 days a year to race. So, the hard part is keeping that daily environment really positive and engaging. So, you know, for me, it's hard to kind of pick, you know, between the 11 world titles that I've won. But, you know, I've learned in my career that the most important moment is now and the most important day is today. And, you know, where I stand currently, the most important title was the one that I just won. So, It's all been a plan leading me through to Rio, and that's what my big goal has been since I committed from the London Olympics.
Yep. And the Kieran, will that be your goal? What sort of events in Rio will you be going for? How many?
I'll have three. There will be three events, and I'd like to start all three. So the women's team sprint, where Carly and I won bronze in London, the women's sprint that I won in London, and the Kieran, which I finished 5th in London. It'll only be the second time the Kieran will be at the Olympic Games for the women. So it's a relatively new event at that level, but it's been around, you know, for hundreds of years.
It's a great event. It's one of the really great events, you know.
Great spectator event.
It is. I can't believe the Olympics are next year.
I know.
Oh, they are too, yeah.
It is next year.
London was yesterday.
Dead set, it seems like London was yesterday.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Can you give us a snapshot of a training day, Anna?
It varies, but snapshot of a week I could give you. I train 6 days a week. 4 of those days are a double session, so I'll start in the gym at 8:30 and be done by 11, go home for lunch, and I'll be on the track from, I'll leave at 1 o'clock, I'll be on the track from 2 to 6. So it is a full-time job in that sense.
Yeah.
And then I'll take recovery days in between where I might just do like an hour or two on the road, or it might be an ergo session, like a stationary spin class sort of thing with a little more resistance. So I'll probably train about 30 hours a week. As an elite sports person, the recovery needs to be as much. So, you know, your sleep, your nutrition, your resting needs to be about 30 to 35 hours a week to match the physical output. So there's, you know, 70 hours a week of my time gone.
Yeah, unbelievable. And is it easier for you? Can you do less now or do you have to do more?
Much, much harder now. I've got to be much more astute on my nutrition because, you get older and it appears on your skin folds and your body comp in different places that it shouldn't. And it takes longer to work off. So, you know, I've got to be doing those 1%ers more so than, say, a 21-year-old who could eat whatever and kind of, you know, the body bounces back really quickly. I'm starting to find the body's, you know, niggling me every now and then, like knee trouble, back trouble, neck trouble, that sort of thing. So I've got to really be on top of physio, massage, chiropractic, just care for my body, which is my tool.
And I just wanted to say congratulations, well done on your 11th gold medal at the World Titles there in Paris. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.